Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Craig, what is Craig?
Let's see here. Craig on the Urban Dictionary.
You're just joining us. Urban Dictionary is defining names now.
Well, you can define your own, yeah.
Right.
And also the Cleveland Steamer.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That is absolutely true. Let's see. Craig, defined at the Urban Dictionary as a sweet and quiet guy that you've known forever and would think to be timid and shy that turns out to be the best you've ever had.
Sex?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's another word for
push
it. Sure.
Push you up to about bingo again.
Yeah. Out there. Yeah.
Did they just spell it right out? Best F?
No, it's no.
Obviously, because it's not true. Well, good for you. You're a sweet guy.
When you say obviously. When you say obviously.
Well, push yell bingo, but I didn't yell bingo.
Well, what's that got to do with obvious?
Now I want another term. If they're not going to say sex.
They are saying sex.
It is best a particular body part used as a verb.
If only you had the internet in front of you and could just type it into Urban Dictionary.
No, see, I don't want to do that.
Balls.
I want to do like the guy. I'm a guy
that's
driving in
the
car right
now. Balls you've ever had.
Right. Yeah, that's a verb. Good job.
It is.
You're in the right neighborhood.
They're coming at you. Okay.
Yeah, you are in the right neighborhood.
Balling.
But the crotch?
That guy balls. North.
You're
that's
close.
A little further north.
I know.
That guy.
And it does end in ing, though.
Vagina. So that'd be you, puss, because you're hermaphrodite. That guy wieners.
Pounding. Best pounding you'll ever have.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Craig, the most perfect human in all of humanity. Very athletic and smart. Truly flawless when it comes to looks.
That's usually, why you wanted to read these.
Usually truly Craigs flawless. Have dark hair and are very tall.
Yeah, well, you're both.
Dark hair and, well
you were
6 feet,
you had
whatever.
Dark hair and you're tall.
You're 6 foot something.
A mischievous and very open person. Not afraid to speak his opinions and morals.
I love the word mischievous.
You'll also find, you'll also enjoy a time with Craig around. Craig is also generally athletic, hardworking, and many ladies even view him as handsome.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
More like all of them.
More than many.
Yeah, and dudes.
Bingo.
I don't care.
Yeah, they're drilling again.
Yeah, I hear them drilling somewhere.
And then we'll wrap this up with a Luke.
That's Bush's real name, but don't tell anybody that.
Don't mention that. Once in a while, it slips out.
He's given us permission.
Luke might have both sets of genitalia.
Yeah.
Start with a base of hysterically funny.
That's
mix
firm.
In equal parts of cute, charming, sexy, and intelligent. Combine with integrity, thoughtfulness, and confidence until a solid foundation forms.
His wife wrote this. Yeah. Or his mom.
No.
Yeah. Didn't she have you proofread it?
Yeah. None of our wives would have written anything you've heard.
Right, that's for sure.
If you meet a Luke, show him he's special by hiding things to make him smile wherever and whenever you can, even on the internet.
I hide him in my pants. That makes him smile because he goes and looks for him.
Luke is a guy who's tired of people coming up to him and saying, "Luke, I am your father."
That is very true.
But other than
that was your whole life, right?
Lukes are and very dad, outgoing.
And by the way, your dad named you that 3 years after. I mean, right in the heart of that.
The second movie came out the same year I was born.
Right.
Lukes are very outgoing guys, always willing to lend a hand, athletic, good looking. Every girl would kill to date.
Oh. Too bad, Bush, you're married, man.
Now, if I'm remembering correctly, though, I think that my parents do get a pass on that because Luke, I Am Your Father.
Was what movie?
Was in the second movie.
It was, so it wasn't quite out yet. Right.
Or it had just come out.
You're right, because it's not in the first movie.
They didn't
see
it.
Right. Yeah. But just you're right. You weren't named Elvis after Elvis.
Right.
Right, yeah.
They do get a pass on that.
Yeah.
A Luke has a contagious laugh, along with a great sense of humor, and usually uses sarcastic comments to ruin a serious moment.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
100%.
That's true. Bingo there. Yeah. Does he bring the wiener like you, like Craig does?
Yeah.
No.
Does he bring the vagina like Craig does? Well, Craig wants.
Doesn't mention that.
Okay. Yeah.
Are all Luke's hermaphrodites? Yes.
Doesn't mention that either.
Okay. I know a couple that are.
If you ever have the opportunity to be friends with a Luke, then take it. You'll be the second luckiest woman in the world. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
If you ever wanted to be a woman, yeah. Oh, and a lucky woman, and maybe even the second luckiest woman in the world.
The second one gets puss.
That's right. Right.
You're all the second luckiest woman in the world, Craig.
Nothing about animals.
No.
Almost like that crap's not true.
A lover of goats. I think it's on there. You got to read that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's skip some things. You only got a paragraph.
Right.
So that's us.
That is us in a nutshell.
Be the second luckiest woman in the
world. Once again,
yeah, I'd listen
Mike Tyler, the god of camels.
What does that mean?
His birthday is every Wednesday.
Did you look up Tyler?
I'll show you.
Because sometimes he just goes by Tyler.
Yeah, pretty much anymore, yeah.
That was the working title for a Kiss album, God of Camels, yeah, and then they changed it.
Yeah.
I bet it would have been badass.
God of Campbell. Yeah, that's it
doesn't and work. Rock and roll. And rock and roll.
Yeah.
Huh? No, that doesn't
Gene
work,
would have
Gene.
Been fine with Paul singing that one. Yeah, like, you could have the God of Campbell.
Let's keep working on these lyrics. It's not there yet. We just can't find the sound.
Tyler's the name of someone that has a great talent, whether it be in sports, music, or the fine arts. Everyone wants a Tyler in their life.
Damn right.
An actual sweetie.
Yeah.
Manages to put a smile on his face and everyone else's.
Yeah, maybe everyone else's, not mine.
He may hide it, but he's an actual soft guy. Okay. Cares very much about people and their feelings. He's a ladies' man and usually gets all the chicks.
Bingo.
Get yourself a Tyler.
Glory days, how they pass you by.
And you'll easily fall in love with him.
Damn right, aww. Craig.
They can be sarcastic a lot of the time or say things they don't really mean.
Yeah, right.
Don't let them fall in love with you, because once they do, you're all they think about. They can't get enough of you.
Until they think about somebody else.
Is that me falling in love with somebody or the other way around?
Yeah, you falling in love with
until
them.
Until I think of somebody else.
Keep in mind, this is just your radio persona.
I have a history, yeah. I had these conversations with my kids, because they're at the age where they, starting to date and all that kind of stuff, obviously dating people. And I tend to give my opinions too much on that subject. And you can't live other people's lives for them. And my track record is horrible when I was younger. So they don't take me serious about anything.
As they should.
Anything when it comes to dating in your late teens and 20s.
No, they got to find out.
Didn't you go through?
They got to find out for themselves.
I know.
Right.
But I try to tell
them. You try to point out, listen, I made
these
mistakes.
I told my daughter 19 is really young.
Right.
Do not plan your life out at 19. I tell her that all the time. Sorry, Nick. I said, do not plan your life out at 19. You'll be 22 someday, and you go, what was I thinking when I was 19? That's crazy. But then they don't buy me anymore because I'm just,
But it's good she has a plan.
Whatever, Dad.
No.
You can't
discourage. I'm not talking about, Todd. He's talking about
relationships.
I love plan.
Oh, yeah, well.
You don't plan those.
I'd mention something, but she wouldn't listen to me either.
Right, of course she wouldn't. Do not plan those.
Yeah, I had no plan.
No.
At 19?
Or now?
Like a love plan?
No. I'm talking about romantic plans. I mean, don't plan on. You've heard people, not necessarily guys. I never heard guys say, I want to meet my college sweetheart, get married. We're going to have kids when we're 23. That's more of a girl thing. I hate to.
No, I don't know any of my guy friends
plan those out.
Yeah. No. Relationship plans.
Plans, right.
I wasn't planning on that at all. And it kind of freaked, how close my wife
stuff
and I were
happens.
At the time.
I wasn't planning on anything either.
It freaked me out. I tried to break up with her twice.
Okay. After you knocked her up?
No, before.
She wouldn't let you?
How many times after?
Yeah. I would, I did. And then, later that week, I just call her and be like, so what are you doing?
Yeah.
She'd be like, what? Why are you calling? You just broke up with me. What are you doing?
I did that way too many.
I just wanted to hang up.
I did that for 6 years and did that back and forth.
I think the romantic plan finds you.
Well, yeah, but you can't tell, but yeah, you can't tell people can't that, Todd. That. There people have plans. Yeah. People, I'm going to meet my husband, Hen. We're going to have kids when I'm 26. We're going to do this when I'm 28. You can't do that. But you can't tell kids that, especially young women, because they don't listen to you. And they shouldn't, but because it's going to happen to them eventually.
Yeah, the romantic plan finds you, or the unplanned pregnancy finds you. You know?
Nick kept calling back till he knocked her up.
I'm sure people.
It's romantic.
He's not the only one in the room.
And it happened. And then something blew up years down the road.
And they got divorced, right?
Or maybe some things are going to plan. You don't know.
You're right.
But I remember in high school, especially.
But if you do that, I think you just set yourself up for a letdown.
Yes, I do too.
And you beat yourself up because
let life
your plan was not executed properly and you think it was your fault, all your fault.
Right,
so don't do that.
Right.
Like when you're a younger teenager, all those everything seems to have so much more of a weight to it. Well, not even relationships, but like stuff that happens at school. It's like everything is like the biggest thing in the world.
I always bring this up, at least in my life, it was true. When I got out of college at 22, I graduated college the day I turned 22, and I wasn't seeing anybody then. I had a girlfriend in college a while. She broke my heart, and she never called me back either, by the way. she just dumped me whatever.
You weren't part of the plan.
I wasn't part of the plan. And I remember distinctly thinking, without even a job to go to, my first thought is, man, I'm not going to meet a woman to marry. I was 22, but that was my mindset because you think, oh, they pushed me to grow in college, right? Well, I met a few, then I laugh at that now, at least in my life, you know.
Tara on the email has a good point here. Mike is the god of camels because of the Geico commercial.
Oh, Mike. Yep. Yeah, that's why.
That's where that came from.
Yeah. That, and I like camels.
So I thought it was more of a toe situation.
Yeah. The god of camel toes?
Yeah.
Well, apparently I am. I didn't think of god of camel toes. I'll take that. Craig, you were a married
early. Not a camel toe.
You didn't plan marriage at 22, and you weren't married at 22, right?
No.
Were you seeing anybody seriously at the age of 22? Which I'm just throwing that random number out there.
Oh,
seriously,
man. Yeah. One of us thought so.
Was it her? Or
probably
you? Her or you?
Probably one of us thought so. It could have been both of us.
Okay, all right.
It could have been both of us. I don't specifically remember.
Oh, you remember her?
No, I don't specifically remember.
Wasn't your wife,
but
right?
Around that time,
you married your wife. You were 25 or 26, right?
Oh yeah, it was later.
Okay, was the same girl at 22?
No.
Okay. No.
No. No, I don't.
Everybody wants to be with Craig. That was the name you mentioned, right?
Yeah, that's turns out that's not the case.
You know, we knew Push. we knew Push before we met his wife, and we destroyed a couple relationships before that.
Just one.
Yeah. Well, we called her out.
And did you thank them?
No, you didn't destroy it. You just made sure that it stayed destroyed. To be fair.
It was on the path.
It was done. It was done, and you just made sure that
God, I can't believe we did
that. We accelerated.
Oh, no, like I say, the breakup had happened.
And then we called her out.
You just made sure that it was never.
Did we call her answer machine or something?
I don't remember.
Hardcore?
Like, I was at home asleep, and I was
getting. You weren't working with us then.
Secondhand, like, what's going on? And it was, nah.
She broke your heart, and we got, at the time, yeah, you went on to meet your wife, but at the time she broke your heart, and we called her out, not by full name.
No.
We called her some bad names, right?
I think so, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you were our little brother, man.
Yeah, yeah,
we raised you.
Yeah. It all worked out. It all worked out for the best.
But from the other room.
But we did end it. There was no shot you guys getting back together,
no,
right?
Yeah. No, no. Shortly after there, I met my wife, and you know, it was fine.
Whatever happened to that girl?
And she was fine.
Yeah. Everything was
the
everything
wife. Was, I knew when I met was fine, so I went ahead and married her.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. That's like, yeah. The one that broke my heart.
I meant it was fine that one was done.
I know,
for.
But the way you said it sounded funny.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I love Nick calling her back. The guys were such dicks that way. Hey, I know I broke up with you, but I miss you.
How you doing?
Yeah. What are you up to? Yeah. Like, being single?
You know, you broke up with me. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And it was twice.
Yeah.
Did you break up with her on the phone? Because you couldn't text back in the day.
No. It was in person.
Right. Was it out of anger or logic?
Like, this ain't going to work out, or you were looking for other women?
You've been thinking about this for days. You know, I've been thinking about this. This just isn't going to work out.
You were just scared out of the thing. You were scared it was too serious right away,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was more that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm like, also, you know, we started hanging out when I was what, 18, 19?
Right,
you're like,
right.
Well, I should probably be single.
Right.
I'm like an 18, 19-year-old dude.
Yeah, you should
and
be.
And then I was like, well, I like her.
Yeah.
So yeah, I should probably be with her.
That's fine, too. And you're still
and also, like, I'm
you're still
an
together.
Idiot.
Yeah, you're
but,
still
yeah.
yeah. And she's a great lady. You're lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a little slow, by the way, on the
well,
yeah.
No, she's great. I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
Because it's like she's great, and really, I'm lucky that we ended up with each other when we did, because I don't think anybody who would have been, like, you yeah. know, had a clear vision, be like, well, I don't want to be with this guy my whole life.
A clear
vision. Jesus.
A clear vision. Right. Well, it's called birth control, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I will tell you this. You make an excellent point about the clear vision, because I can occasionally look back and go, yeah, she was right. Yeah, she had pretty clear vision on that one. She was making the right decisions there.
When
and good
when your
for
wife,
her.
When your wife dumped you?
Not her.
Okay.
Although, yeah, for different reasons.
Turns out she was right.
For different reasons.
Yeah. I am a worthless piece of crap.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I just got a text from a buddy of ours, a male guy said, definitely had my life planned out at 22. Turns out she was a cheating bitch.
Oh.
Yeah. See? And it all worked out well for him, too. He's now engaged and everything's cool.
We know him?
Yeah.
We know him, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we know the cheating bitch?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think we knew him when he was 22.
Oh, we didn't know when he was 22. Okay,
no.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, life has a way of punching you in the face when it comes to love, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot.
And repeatedly.
You keep going back in there and you get punched. Sometimes you do the punching, but then they punch back, and that sucks. Then you call him back. Hey, you broke up with me. I know, but I miss you now. How when those two breakups, were they within a month of each other? Or was it like 3 months?
Yeah, I'm sure my wife could probably tell you specifically.
Well, let's call her.
Because I'm not, like, you know, this is not something that I ever bring up around the house.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, just on the radio.
Every once in a while, she will.
Yeah.
Keeping that one in her back pocket still, huh?
Yeah.
Remember that time you tried to break up with me twice? A-hole?
Oh, yeah, I do.
And then knock me
off. Take out the trash.
Sorry.
Yeah, I do. What's your right? It's surprising she ever tried to break up with you. That's a weird part, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of is.
You may remember back in late 2019 at a Target store in Florida.
I don't know if this is in general. I think this is more of a guy thing than a woman thing. And this is from a personal experience and people I've known bring it up. Most women, when they break up with dudes, they're done with them. Guys can break up with women and then miss them.
Right. And circle back around.
Yeah. I just think that we're just so wishy-washy that way. I think when women are done with dudes, I mean, tell me a guy that's ever been called back. Like a junior high girlfriend of mine called me back a week later. I still like you again, you know. But I was like 15, 13.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter. That was kid stuff.
Well, I think women, they think everything
and then,
through more.
And then
they know, and they're like, this is happening because of this reason, and this reason.
And I'm done with
that
guy.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. But guys will do it and go, I don't want to see you anymore. I don't want to see you again. You know, I think it's what we do. No wonder women hate us sometimes.
Sometimes. Oh, yeah. You get the sometimes,
right.
Do you?
Right.
Wow, congratulations.
Are you bragging over here?
Wow.
Okay, all the time.
So you haven't had some exes circle back around, Craig?
Oh, hell no.
No?
Had their moment of clarity.
He'll be one night stand. I mean, he means actual. I'm talking about boyfriend, girlfriend. You're actually been, you're involved.
A relationship.
Yeah. Relationship. Yeah. Not one nighters.
I would have thought some women would have recognized the error of their ways and come back around.
No, I think they realized how correct they were.
Yeah. I think you're right about that.
Their decisions were confirmed.
I've heard some different stories.
Or how wrong they were. Yeah.
Yeah. It's confusing to be now, because in high school, nobody dates each other as like boyfriend, girlfriend. They talk.
They hang out.
They say, oh, this person's talking to this person, which means they're like, you know, making out or whatever.
Exactly.
But it's confusing because they'll be like, oh, I used to talk to this guy. No, like, well, were you...
I know.
Were you like involved with him, or was it a conversation? Right. Like, it's very.
You talking about your daughter?
We
had that. That conversation.
You have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. And you don't want to push too far when it comes to your daughter, right?
Well, I just want to be like, Dad, you don't know anything. Well, no, I don't.
No, you don't.
That's why I'm asking these questions.
Right. What are you making out?
formalities for entering a relationship. Since most high school kids aren't on Facebook, they can't get on Facebook and say,
oh, Instagram.
In a relationship.
Instagram,
is there
Snapchat.
A relationship status on Snapchat?
Yeah, I don't know.
Instagram, things like that.
Like Snapchat is where a lot of these kids are meeting each other.
They know each other, Snapchat.
Pull you aside in study hall and say, will you go with me?
No. I don't know. I don't think there's any more of that.
Yeah. That's not how they're meeting. Yeah. You know, unless you're in class with them, you know.
I don't know how they announce themselves as it. We're now a couple.
Yeah, I don't know how it becomes official.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're just like, oh, they're not talking to anybody else.
But you want to know more. What's talking mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Is somebody shoving their tongue down your throat?
Because it's hard to talk that way.
Dad, shut up.
It is, yeah.
But talking. Define talking.
Tongue down your throat. Outside boob. anybody get an outside boob? Nobody even said that anymore.
I'm sure.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I say it.
Yeah.
I don't ask my kids that. Relax. I don't.
Probably not having that conversation.
No, I don't want to do that. Oh, yeah.